Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
2511 4601 0028 8459.
All right, let's see what I got here. Is this Hyperion Logistics?
It is, yes.
Okay, cool. Give me 1 second. To whom am I speaking?
Greg Zook, the owner.
Greg, could you spell your last name for me?
Z-H-U-K.
Zuck, okay.
Z as in zebra.
Okay, Greg. What's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
206-794-6992.
Okay. Just a moment. Let me just confirm some of the other information I have on here just to make sure we're all up to date. 9608 131st Street, Court. Oh, is it Street or Court? It's weird.
It's 131st Street, Court East.
Street, Court East. It's, interesting. Yeah. All right. And then it's...
all it's missing is a circle.
Okay, cool. And then the zip code 98373?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. Do you guys have a website?
No
website? Okay. What's a good email address to reach you at, Greg?
Logistics, logistics,
mm-hmm.
at HyperionGRP.net.
Okay, so logistics at Hyperion, G as in George, R as in Rady, and P as in Paul. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Just give me one moment. And what's the structure of your business? Is it a sole proprietorship?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And how long have you guys been in business, Greg?
About a year now.
About a year. Okay, cool. So what you received... okay, cool. So you received an offer for pre-approval for working capital and equipment financing. So if you want to let me know what you're looking to do, I'll be happy to lead you in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm interested in having working capital, you know, some sort of safety net in case of emergencies.
Okay. Is there a specific project that you're going to be using it for right now, or just kind of planning ahead?
Planning ahead, and, I mean, it might be for repairs down the road.
For repairs, okay. Do you have a dollar amount that you're looking for?
Yeah, kind of. I'm not sure. I've been trying, looking at 20,000. I don't know if that's a lot or not.
Okay. So looking for 20K. Do you have a timeline? Like, do you need it by a certain date, or?
I preferably the sooner the better.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit? Go ahead.
Within the month.
Yeah, within a month, okay.
I guess.
But the sooner the better, right? Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys do exactly?
We're Interstate Trucking Company, long-haul trucking company.
Okay. Yeah, I got a lot of customers in trucking. Okay, so you've been in business a year. You guys do trucking. How many trucks do you guys have?
Just one.
Okay. Are you the 100% owner, you said?
Yeah, I am.
Gotcha. So how'd you get started? Were you in trucking industry for a while and you just decided you can do it on your own? And
it kind of runs in my family.
Okay, very cool.
Trucking business and...
Oh, nice. Did you work for his and you kind of started growing after a while?
Yeah, I worked for him as his son, basically. I wasn't ever actually employed through him, but I've done everything for him.
So you unofficially worked for him, but you nonetheless you did lots of work for him. Gotcha.
Yeah. Unofficially.
Okay. Unofficially, yeah. Under the table. No, that's cool, man. Family businesses are really good. I mean, it makes a difference on the customer side when you're dealing with a family rather than somebody who just, you know, there's a lot more that you have, like, invested in the company.
Yeah.
Let's see. So you said you've been in business a year. When exactly did you start your business?
November 2nd.
November, okay.
Wait, Yeah, I think that's correct. November 2nd.
Okay.
Might have
so
been October.
Somewhere around.
Exactly.
Oh, that's fine. Did you guys file? Did you file a tax return for the business in 2015?
No, there was no.
No revenue.
Yeah.
Okay. How are you guys doing this year? You've been building the business.
We've done about. Yeah, we've done about $120,000 in sales, I guess.
Nice.
So far.
Not bad at all for your first year. Do you have other like contracts going on that you're going to be kind of collecting in the fourth quarter here?
I'm going to be starting up again. I took a vacation and just starting back up again.
Okay, gotcha. Have you been pretty like consistent all year? Did you experience like any slower time? Did you get, you know, is it kind of like up and down, or are you pretty consistent?
I was pretty consistent.
Okay.
I mean, other than, you know, I'd take a month off, 2 months off.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, you know, recently got married and took 2 months off.
Oh, congratulations, man. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm going to be getting married myself next year. Yeah, it's exciting. It's the next life step, pretty much.
Yeah, it's scary. the whole process leading up to it, the planning.
Totally, man. It's totally nerve-wracking. A lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Expensive, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So it looks like you did some financing with Comerica Bank. Is that right?
That Bank of America?
No, Comerica? Or no?
Say that one more time.
Comerica Bank? Did you do some financing with them a little earlier this year? It's Comerica. It could have been one of their like subsidiaries or something. Have you done any financing for the business yet? Have you had to take out like a line of credit or anything like that?
I opened a secured credit card.
Okay. Is that through your bank?
Through Wells Fargo, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense. Wells Fargo. Do you use it pretty often with the business, or is it not really something you need to touch? Or?
I have used it recently, but I've tried not to touch it at all.
Yeah.
I try to just hold off on it, but I kind of figured, you know, I put $3,000 down, and it's just sitting there. Might as well use it.
Yeah.
There's been times where I had to, you know, reach into it.
Yeah, it's just going to happen with, you know, you're running a business. Sometimes, sometimes you're waiting to collect money from your clients, and you're looking to invest in new projects and kind of have, like, a cash flow crunch. Yeah, that's kind of what it's there for.
Yeah.
What's your limit on that?
3,000.
Oh, you said 3,000. Okay, gotcha. Do you know what your balance is right now?
I think maybe 2,000.
Okay. Any idea what your credit score is like? Is it good, bad, kind of in the middle?
It's 690. I believe 690 or high 6.
Okay, cool. Okay, cool. So right around the national average.
Yeah.
Very good. So our programs, just so you know, they don't go on your personal credit. It's going to go on your business credit. So it's not going to really impact your credit score in a way that lines of credit typically do. Okay. So you're looking for $20,000. Is that kind of like the minimum you need, or can you work with a smaller amount if we couldn't get you the full
$20,000? I can definitely work with a smaller amount.
Okay. Some of these programs, I mean, because you're pretty young business. If we can get you only $10,000, a lot of these programs are renewable. So if we get you $10,000 now, we might be able to renew it in a couple months after that and get you some more cash for whatever other business needs that you have.
Okay.
Just to kind of give you a heads up.
Yeah.
So you mentioned it's just you, right?
Yeah, it's just me. I mean, cool. My wife, she kind of is in the office.
She does like administrative stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. So the truck that you have, is that, did you finance the truck or how'd you pay for that?
I bought it straight out.
You bought it. Okay. Nice. Well, maybe we can help you grow here and get you some more trucks eventually, more employees, and help you grow the business.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
Have you gone to Wells Fargo for, do they know about your financing need right now? Did you get any feedback from them?
Last time I talked to them, which is why I opened up the secured credit card,
mm-hmm.
they said, well, 2 years, we don't even want to talk to you until 2 years come up. but the only way to build a credit history is, you know, there's this option, you know, give us $3,000 and we'll give you a credit card.
Gotcha. Okay, so that's what you mentioned, secured.
X amount of money, yeah.
So you had to give them the money in order for them to let you borrow it, in other words.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Exactly. Well, that's how you build your credit, though.
I paid them twice in advance.
That's how you build your credit, though, so that's good.
Yeah.
So are you going to be using this money for, like, maintenance or gas or just general, like, administrative expenses, or is there something like... or just
fuel. Fuel repairs and 100%. In case of emergency, you know,
cool.
Fallback safety net.
Is there a particular like term that you're looking for to pay it back? Like, do you need it for a particular amount of time?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure on that. You know,
okay.
I don't know.
You just want to see what's out there, see what's available, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's a common term that you have clients usually?
I would say our average customer will do probably 6 to 12 months. We can do longer, or we can do shorter. We'll typically try to line it up with a specific project that you're working on. So, you know, say for example, you bought a new truck and you want to convert it into something else that you need for the business, and it's going to take you 3 months, and you need funding in the meantime. We'd kind of, you know, line it up for that 3 months, for example. But if you need it for longer, we can aim for a longer program.
Yeah, let's say 8 months, 7 months.
Okay, so pretty much what we'll do is get you the largest amount with the longest term, and we can kind of work backwards from there if you want to get something shorter. Might be a little bit more of a challenge since you're a newer business, but we can definitely work with you. Have you inquired for financing with any other lenders or banks lately?
I have.
Got any feedback?
Seed Capital, they pre-approved me for $25,000.
What are they called?
As far as Seek Capital.
Can you spell that for me?
S-E-E-K.
Seek Capital, gotcha.
Capital,
okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then I was talking with Currency. They were trying to give me a loan for $20,000. Right now, I guess it's an underwriting, but I've been trying to get a hold of the account executive, and he hasn't gotten back to me in like 3 days, so I just kind of...
Lost hope for now?
I lost interest in them.
Okay, gotcha.
They get back.
They take forever.
They get back to me. Okay, yeah.
Okay. So no official approvals on the table, but they're working on like around $20,000 for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
And like Seed Capital, they said $25,000, but that's like in credit cards. They'll do 3 personal credit cards and then 3 business credit cards with X amount of dollars on each.
Okay.
But I don't know.
If you don't,
I was just it's still an option, but I'm still kind of I'm looking around.
Of course. If for some reason you couldn't get financing in place right now, do you have like a backup plan, or you just kind of try to get through without having to bring on any extra funds, or what are your backup plans?
Right now, I mean, it's basically just a backup plan, keep going as usual. You know, the company is doing fine, but
okay,
it'll happen.
Well, it's. I'll tell you one thing.
The industry have told me.
Sorry, man. What'd you say?
Oh, just other people in the industry said, you know, if something goes bad, you better have, you know, at least 1-2 months that you could keep the business up.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to say it's smart of you to look ahead. A lot of people wait till they really need it, and then at that point it's just a lot harder to get you approved, and it becomes a lot more expensive, and it's just not a favorable situation, you know. So it's actually smart that you're planning ahead, especially considering that interest rates might be going up later this year too.
Oh,
So
really?
it's good that you're inquiring. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I think I covered everything. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info. I'll just walk you through it really quick, what we need. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and we do sort of a cash flow analysis, and that's how we base the dollar amount of the loan that we'll offer you. And then we'll typically need your tax return from the previous year, but you said you didn't file one for 2015, right? Okay.
Yeah, I mean there was work done. I think done probably 18,000, but we didn't get paid until this year. And
Gotcha.
so
So you didn't claim anything for that year.
yeah.
Okay. Did you have to file like an extension or something or no? No. Okay. Cool. Okay. Cool. So we won't worry about the tax return then. Sometimes we'll need like proof of ownership or something like that if you don't have a tax return, such as your like article of incorporation. But I don't know if we're for sure gonna need that or not. So we can kind of we'll just work with what we have, and if I end up needing something else, I'll let you know. Since you're a startup, it's gonna work like a little bit differently, but we should better work just fine with the application and your bank statements. Typically, it's about a 24-hour turnaround time. We work pretty quickly, and I'm really good about communicating with my customers. So if it's going to take longer, I'll let you know. I'm not just going to not contact you for 3 days. And then you'll have my direct number, so you can contact me directly anytime. You don't have to like jump through hoops or go through a phone directory to get a hold of me. Do you want to jot down my direct phone number right now?
Yeah, give me 1 second. We'll find it back.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, it's 858-779-0931.
1 second.
Oh, no problem.
Depends on cooperating with me. Okay, 858.
779.
779.
0931.
0931.
Yeah, and my name's Julian. It's Julian. So I'm gonna send you an email with the application info. Feel free to get it to me over the weekend, and as soon as I get here Monday morning, I can process it first thing. I come in at 6:30 West Coast time, so if you want to submit it to me over the weekend, I'll be able to process it, like I said, first thing in the morning, and likely get you an answer within 24 hours after that. So, yeah, trying to make sure we covered everything. You said you're not looking at any equipment right now, right? Just the 20K?
Right now. Yeah, right now. I mean, again, I don't know. Maybe I should be looking at equipment, but I just don't know. I don't know everything that I've been told about, you know, the possibilities for a loan is kind of, you know, have fun until your second year in business. So I haven't
Yeah, well.
even thought about it. If I, you know, if I build enough
Yeah, one thing at a time,
money
right?
through the company myself. Yeah, if I build enough money through the company to purchase equipment that way, you know, might as well try to go that route. I don't know
Yeah.
whether a loan's better or what.
Yeah, no, one thing at a time. I will tell you one thing, though. It's great that you're going to be building a relationship with us, because once we fund you for one loan, it makes it a lot easier for you to qualify for another one. So if you need equipment financing, even if you haven't been in business that long and your credit isn't that strong, since once you've done business with us before, like I said, it opens up a lot more doors to get you covered for any other needs that you have. And we want to be here for the life of your business too. There's a lot of companies like that, like us, that are kind of popping up, coming and going. We've been around for 14 years, though. We're actually one of the first companies to do working capital financing. So feeling good about this. I think you called the right place. I'm going to send you an email, like I said, with the application info. You have my direct number and you'll have my email. Feel free to send it over to me over the weekend. If you have any questions as well, you can email me. I have email access while I'll be out over the weekend.
Okay.
But other than that, I think we covered everything. Do you have any specific questions, Greg, or any concerns, anything we didn't cover?
No, I'm sure I do. I don't know which questions are the right ones to ask right now. I mean, I'm pretty very inexperienced with loans and banks and all that still.
I'm gonna make it very easy for you, Greg. I'm gonna walk you through everything.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. So yeah, you should be getting the email from me within the next 5 minutes or so. Are you able to get me? Do you think you better get that stuff to me over the weekend? Are you able to easily access like your bank statements and stuff?
I mean, okay. So through the company that I was working with, they wanted the same thing. They wanted the last 3 months. I sent over 6 months, so I have 6 months available that I could email you right away. I'm not going to be around. I don't think, unless I'll be able to fill out the application on my phone, I won't have access to a table.
Yeah, no problem.
Until later tonight.
Cool, no problem. Well, if anything, we'll just touch base on Monday. If I come to work and I have your application there, I'll process it first thing, and I'll give you a call Monday either way just to follow up with you.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
I'll bet.
We're on the West Coast too, so if you need to call it
347. Yes, sir. Yeah, that'll definitely make it easier.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, Greg. Yeah, my pleasure. Appreciate you calling, man. We'll be in touch Monday, and I'll look for your application over the weekend.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good weekend, man. My pleasure. Bye-bye.
You too.